Hey everyone, let's read today Matthew 17, and we're going to start in verse 14. And when they came to the crowd, a man came up to him, kneeling before him, and said, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic, and he suffers terribly, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not heal him." And Jesus answered, "O faithless and twisted generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the boy was healed instantly. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" He said to them, "Because of your little faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." So, this scene occurs after the Transfiguration, after Peter, James, and John have been on top of the Mount of Transfiguration and seen Jesus as he really is, in his glory, in his majesty, in his beauty. And it is immediately after that that this happens. So it's a very interesting scene because it goes from, we might say, victory, we might say, you know, a wonderful experience of worship to failure in everyday life. And the big question through the whole section, what drives the whole section, is why couldn't the disciples drive out the demon? Now, if you'll remember, in a prior scene, Jesus gave authority to the disciples to preach the kingdom and to cast out demons, and they were able to cast out demons. And now they're unable. So why? What's going on? This whole scene focuses on that question and on what is it that makes the disciples unable, could not do it. Now, I would also point out that this scene is evocative of the Exodus, and in particular, it's evocative of Moses' time on Mount Sinai. He goes up into the presence of God, he sees the glory of God, and then he comes down the mountain, and when he comes down the mountain, there are problems. It's a similar scene, and it should probably inform how we see it. Moses comes down the mountain, there are problems. Jesus comes down the mountain, there are problems. And he teaches the disciples how to deal with these problems. Jesus sounds particularly exasperated. "How long am I going to have to be with this generation?" He says it's an adulterous generation. Again, this is an echo of the Exodus. This is what the Exodus generation was called because they turned from their marriage to God to idols. And the question becomes, why does Jesus say that of this generation? It's because they don't believe, but maybe it's because they too are tempted to turn to idols. Clearly, he's speaking to the Israel of his day, but in addition, he's probably speaking to the disciples. And we have to ask, is it us? Is it us who are turning adulterously away from trust in God to trust in something else? So it's a warning passage, as many of the wilderness passages in the New Testament are. They're warnings to us now. So again, the big question, why couldn't they cast out the demon? What's going on that hinders them from doing what they did before? Jesus' answer is that they are little faiths, that they are, they just don't have enough faith, and that's the big problem. Now, the question also then becomes, well, why do they have so little faith? And why does it come up here when they come down from the Mount of Transfiguration? So let's say a few things about that. The first thing to note that is that the confidence or the trust is in Jesus himself. It is this trust that he is who Peter confessed he was not long before. "You're the Christ. You're the Son of the living God." And Jesus is saying, if you have genuine trust in me and confidence in who I am, then you're going to be able to do things that will shock you. They are going to be way beyond your ability to conceive. Now, in the Gospel of Mark, Mark says that records that Jesus says that they couldn't cast out the demon because they because these only come out with prayer and fasting. And I think that informs our reading here. They don't have faith. Why don't they have faith? Because they don't pray. So we might say it this way: powerlessness comes from faithlessness, and faithlessness comes from prayerlessness. And that speaks to a degree to the remedy that Jesus gives us. He says that we need faith, and in order to get faith, we need to pray. Now, remember in the Transfiguration, one of Peter's problems was that he was so eager to offer Jesus ideas that we might almost say that God had to interrupt him and say, Peter, shh, listen to Jesus. So the remedy is the Mount of Transfiguration. The remedy is that we would be a people who would ascend to God through Jesus by the Spirit in worship, that we would behold Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father in his glory, that we would be quiet and we would listen to him, that we would come often primarily to listen. And that when we do that, when we focus on him in his glory, we focus on him and what he's done, we listen to him with a desire to put that into practice, then we're going to have faith and we're going to have a grace. We're going to have a power to accomplish the things he wants us to accomplish. So I think Jesus does indeed give us the remedy here. It's worship. It's silence. It's listening to the word of the Father manifest in Jesus. Those are the things that will give us faith. So we don't want to be a powerless people. We don't want to be a faithless people. So in order to remedy that, we must learn to ever increasingly become a prayerful people. The last thing I'd like to focus on is this idea of faith. I think sometimes we hear Jesus say, oh, if you only had a little faith, you could move mountains. And I think we think of faith as a kind of a straining, a kind of a, if I can only just muster enough faith, I'm gonna accomplish what God wants me to. I think that that's kind of a human version of faith, a humanist version of faith. It's almost like we are trusting in faith or trusting in our own faith. But remember, the whole point of faith is that we are trusting in God and precisely not trusting in ourselves, not in our ideas, not in our resources, not in our gifts, but we're aware of our weaknesses. In fact, one of the reasons it's good to fast is because it reminds you of your weakness and gives you sort of a felt, tangible way in which you go, man, I am weak, and God, unless you feed me, unless you work through me, nothing will be accomplished. So may we be a people of prayer so that our faith will be deepened. May we behold Jesus so our faith and our confidence in him will be deepened. And may that faith produce the grace that he wants to give us to accomplish all the things that he wants to do in our lives, because he's good, he's able, he's present. And as we grow in a conviction of that, we'll see him accomplish through us things that we can never accomplish on our own. Amen.